Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM.
It is exactly 10 o'clock. A very warm welcome. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition. This is Intimate Moments on 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Thank you for joining us. Akumekana kambe eka DSTV channel audiobook 882. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. My family, it's nice to have you on board. Remember as well, the Lord that we serve is in total, total control. No wonder the Bible says, "Be still and know that I am the Lord. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth." The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. He has been God before the foundation of the world. That's why you hear the Bible says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ." Good songs of worship, you know that as well. Because we believe that music plays a critical role into our spirits, into our hearts as well. And the word of the Lord says we must sing and shout unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. I want to start the show in a good way, in a good way, in a loving way. Mehleketo Baloi says, "Ululamile Jehova."
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
What a way of saying hello, hello to you. Resimuleri ra mehleketo baloi. Uteri ululamile Yehova imikari inkwayo tindlela ta yena atifani na tindlela ta vanhu lava nga kona emisaveni. Ni vula ku ri in particular mina na wena, his ways are very 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 high. Atsandeka kuti twisisa etindlela ta yena. Now Rick Warren, in the book that I'm reading called Purpose Driven Life, says, and I quote, "Trusting God completely means having faith that he knows what is best for our or for your life," unquote. Hi marito man'wana, Xikwembu xi tiva leswo saseka leswi xi nga na swona eka hina kumbe eka xona loko hina hi xi tshemba, as long as we are trusting him. Many a times when your eyes, the spiritual eyes, are not opened, you cannot realize that there is the best that comes from the Lord. But immediately you commit your life to Christ, u kota ku bona, oh, n'wini wa mina una swo saseka evuton'wini for mina. Rito ra Xikwembu ri vulavula kahle leswaku if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Loko uri kona laha emisaveni. We continue with the discussion. The Lord is my shepherd, with the servant of the Lord, Mfundisi Elijah Baloyi, yena loyi a nga yena our guest. Let's bring him, my family, and hear the discussion. And this song take us there. Paul K. Kimuyeti.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, my family, this is Intimate Moments. Fantastic music, fantastic songs of worship. I love it tonight as we play these songs. Well, you remember that we started the conversation? Nananda wa Shikwembu, itatana mfundisi, Elijah Baloyi. Bakona nanamuntla tonight in the studio. We are looking at the holistic work, he said that, of the shepherd. A very warm welcome tonight, servant of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, on Intimate Moments Radio Pulpit.
Greetings and good evening, listeners. Good evening, Tatana Mashakin Kwalano. I'm Perisana Kambibitra Yeso Kreste here. I'm Ashwin Namurisi. We are going on with our shepherd, the good shepherd, the perfect shepherd.
Now, I would love, servant of the Lord, just to read. You remember the story of a young man who was inside the bus with the passengers and the bumpy road, the bumpy, you know, the bus started to be bumpy riding. And but when you are not panicking, when you are not afraid, born the bus wants to capsize. He says, the driver of the bus is my father. Number two, I know that I'm in safe hand. I know that he has the best interest. Now, the question to me that I would love to ask you, why should we trust the shepherd? And the servant of the Lord, kindly answer this question by just perhaps reading Psalm 23, as always, inquire.
Yes, let us read Psalm so that we can understand why should we trust in this shepherd? Because we have got, we must have biblical reasons to say we trust him because of 1, 2, 3. Psalm 23 reads as follows. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkness valley, I'll fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and your love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Listen, if we have to start mentioning the reasons why should we trust this shepherd, we can talk up until next week. We can talk up until next week. Allow me to say that, number one, when we have this shepherd, he is reliable. That is the first point. And no one can question the reliability of God, because God has already proven himself to be reliable from the creation up to today. We are who we are because of him. We have all that we have because of him. Sometimes we just get tempted to think that we work very hard. We are educated. We are better than other people, simply because we do not understand that all these things are within the terrain of God's love. It's because of his reliability that we are who we are, and we have what we have, and we are where we are. Allow me to say, we can trust this God. We can trust this shepherd, because the Bible says, even if we walk through the valley of death or the darkness valley, we fear nothing. It means where there is God, there is no fear. Number two, God is not telling me and you that this life will not have some darkness as we are passing through. Every life will have its own darknesses. When we talk about the darkness of life, those situations that are unbearable, the situations that you hate to see or you hate to experience in your life, things that are unbearable that are happening to you, those are the dark times of your life. Those are the dark valleys that you are going through. And when you go through those dark valleys, the Lord is with you. And that is why he can be trusted. He is not like these other shepherds who, when we are attacked, they run away. They leave us alone. They forsake us. And this is the Lord. This is the shepherd that is always with us, even when the dark cloud comes over our heads. Even when we are passing through the dark time. The Bible also indicates another point, that harassment will take place in our lives. We will be harassed. But when we have this shepherd, the harassment will be very temporal. And the harassment is not going to hurt us too much. Wherever you are, a listener, I don't know what you are going through. But allow me to say, the dark time that you are going to, the dark valley that you are going through, you are not alone in it. As long as we have this shepherd, you are going to go through that dark valley with him. Because he made a promise, he made a pronouncement that he will never forsake you. You will never be on your own.
I love it.
You will be with him all the time. Whether you get into the water,
right,
whether you get into trouble, he will be with you. That is what he promised.
I love
he
that. Can be trusted. I love that. I love that. He is with you when you get into darkness. He will be with you, Prof, when you pass through the waters in the book of Isaiah. I'll be there. Through the fires, I'll be there. So you're talking passionately about this shepherd who is so reliable. And everything that happens to us, it will be temporal because he is there to comfort us. Nibula murisilo yiwa. So inga ngutsemba, inga ngukongela, inga ngudzunisa, inga pfumela kufambisiwa hi yena in our daily lives.
Exactly. He is a perfect shepherd. He's a perfect leader.
Right,
being led
right.
by him, we will never be misled.
Amen.
We are not Amen. Being we are not being shepherded by someone who will run away
I
when the
it.
Wild animals come
it.
To us.
Yes.
He will stand just like he stood before the lion, between the lion and the sheep. He stood before the bear and the sheep. He did not run away. And this can be trusted because he already proven himself not to be fearful. He can stand between us and the calamities. He can stand between us and the challenges that we are facing.
So we never made a mistake by accepting this shepherd anga hosi Yesu Kriste ebutongweni bya yena. I end anga xihoxo.
No, it's not. We were late. We're even late because we should have known this even long time before, that we have got a real shepherd
Amen.
Before us who is perfectly going to take care of our life, because he takes care of our life internally.
Internally.
It does not end in this life.
Oh.
It goes beyond this life. Because after taking care of us in this planet,
right.
when we move and get to the next life, he's still going to take care of us even in that life.
I love this good shepherd.
Yeah.
And we are his sheep, my family, and we also know his voice. Do you think that we really and thoroughly know his voice? Mfundisi?
Yes, we do. The
All right.
only thing is, how do we respond to the
Talk
voice?
Talk to me. Talk to me.
We really know his voice. That is why some who do not want to be shepherded by him, when they hear his voice, they run away. But those of us who want him to shepherd us, when we hear his voice, either it's on the radio, either it's on the TV, we want to go there and listen. Because we know this word is going to shepherd me. His word is going to take me from one point to the next point. This word is going to secure and protect me against all the attacks. This word is going to make possibilities for me, even when there were no possibilities. So, responding to this, he says, don't be afraid.
Oh,
fear nothing.
All right.
When we read in that psalm, we are told that even when I go through the darkest hour of my life,
right.
I shall fear nothing. Tell you one thing. That Demashake,
talk to me.
One
and the family.
Thing, one thing that God never allowed us to have in this life is to have fear. That is the thing that he said, you must never have fear. The only fear that we are allowed to have is the fear of the Lord. All these other kinds of fears we are not allowed to have. Not to fear animals, not to fear other human beings, not to fear anything else. Because God, who is the perfectionist of our life, is always with us. Therefore, fear is an enemy number one of human beings. When people start being entered by fear, they'll just be like Herod. When we read in the New Testament, by the time Herod started getting afraid, he started doubting, everything fell apart. His kingdom was falling apart. But by the moment we start saying, I will fear nothing because the good shepherd is walking with me. We also read these words when we go to Psalm 27, verse number 1. We also read the same words when we go to Luke chapter 12, verse number 32. We get this counsel of saying, fear nothing. We read about it in Isaiah 41, verse number 10, where God says, don't be afraid because I will be with you. Let me tell you that, Mashekin. A lot of verses, countless verses in the Bible, they tell us that we must not fear.
All right.
Because God is with us. The presence of the Lord
must
remove the fear.
The presence of the Lord on intimate moments must remove fear. The Lord is my shepherd. The servant of the Lord is explaining, why should we believe? Why should we trust the shepherd? He's a perfect shepherd. He said, my family, we continue with the conversation. We're going to look at verse number 4 and 5. And the servant of the Lord is still here. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And we love it, we love it, we love it, we love it, because the Lord is on our side. My family, I believe that when we love this shepherd, we will be able to do extraordinary things. Stay tuned.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
We do things tonight. Very relaxed. And grace is so available. I love Maverick City music. I love this group as well. Our first discussion, absolutely spot on. Refiner is the name of the song on your daily companion. My family, ilesi ifambisa ka swona eka nongonoko wa wena lo u rhandzaka eka siku ra namuntlha. This is Intimate Moments on a Thursday evening like this. Oh yes, cast not away therefore your confidence. Minga tsuki milahla ku pfumela ka nwina loku nga na nkoka. Now, should we take God at his word and believe that this is God's word? This is God's word. Eta hanya. Now, I think it is good to know that keep on believing. You keep on nje upfumela that he who has begun a good work in you will finish it until the day of the Lord
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Imarito mangwan shikwembu shisunguru lentilo lo saseka eka wena. Nasona shitawu yeti sisa ekufika emakumu. Iko bashona. Ashi hembi kalesi shingasubula. Ashi unzuki. Let's bring in, of course, let's bring in the servant of the Lord, discussions. And I suppose you know now that Ibulabula Episalema 23, Yehova Imurisi wa mina. Similarly, Riisako Nampokau Urilitaho.
Umkulego Lungileo Unamanda. Kubega ukulegele iRadio Pulpit, nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.
Well, we love it tonight that indeed the shepherd can be trusted and he's a reliable shepherd. That's what the servant of the Lord said. Mfundisi, allow me to read the very same psalm, but looking at verse number 4, you would love to dwell there. Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Huh?
Hey,
talk to me, man, the family
is very
listening.
Profound because it forms the gist of the psalm.
Okay.
The gist of the psalm is just in the middle, because psalms are just like poetry. Now, just in the middle, that's where we get the anchor of the message, whereby he is saying, even though I walk through the valley, the dark valley, the darkest valley. Some use other translations to say, even na loko ni famba ehansika nkova wa ndzuti wa rifu, andzi chavi ku biha na kun'we hikuva u na mina. Let me tell you what it means. Number one, God did never said we as his children will never go through any challenge. That is not what he said. That is why Jesus Christ was also crucified. God never guaranteed that by being his children, then we are immune from all the dark hours. It means sometimes in our lives, there will come a situation where we are challenged. There will come a situation where we meet or we come across the very, very situations that will be not comforting us. The very, very discomforting events will happen in our lives. Things that we do not like. Sickness will come to us. Failures will come to us. Hunger will come to us. Everything that is bad, we are not immune to it. That is what we are confirmed here by the Bible. It is confirming that we will go through those things. We will go through tribulations. We will go through challenges. We will go through lack at times. But here, when we go through those things as children of God, the difference is we are not going alone. That is why the one with us will make sure that we are not afraid of that which we will be going through. Death will happen of our beloved ones. But going through that death, it does not mean that God is outside that house or that family. He is there even when you are mourning, when you are burying your loved ones, when you are in the lake, when you are still unemployed, looking for employment, whenever you are met with kind of sickness or disease, calamities and the challenges that happen in life, we are all not immune to it. Hence, the only remedy, the only consolation, the only comfort that we have is that when you are going through those things, you are not alone. Hence, you will not be afraid, because the one who is shepherding you will get in with you and get out with you. Because he is not like ordinary shepherds that we are seeing outside there. When their sheep is attacked, when their goats or cattle is attacked, they run away only to report at home that we lost one goat, maybe we lost one beast, or we lost one cat. It's because the shepherd that we are speaking about, he knows you are going to go through these things. He does not leave you alone. That funeral that you are preparing, you are not alone in that preparation. That bad thing, that hunger, that unemployment situation that you are faced with, you are not alone in that situation. That is why you have got a reason to say, I am not afraid as a child of God. When these things are happening to me, you will be tried, you will be attacked, there will be tribulations. These kind of things, when they happen, I like it, because the comfort that we are given is to say, I shall not fear, because the one who takes care of my life is with me in this situation. Even when I am inside the fire, just like Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, when they were inside the fire, they were not alone. That's why King Nebuchadnezzar came out and said, oh, tell me, guys, we put in 3 people here, isn't it so? They said, yes. He said, but now I see the 4th one. And the 4th one looks like one of the gods. It's because Jesus Christ was with them inside the fire. And when Jesus Christ get with you inside the fire will turn around and you will not get burnt. You are going to enjoy that fire. That is why Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego, the Bible says they were singing and dancing inside the fire, because they were having the owner of the fire. The one who is the fire himself was there. So when you are with Jesus, you are not afraid. Even whenever a challenge is coming to your life, it might be a marital problem, it might be a children's problem, yes, your work-related problems. Maybe as I'm speaking, you are going for a hearing in your workplace. They are about to dismiss you. Let me tell you, get there with this good shepherd. You will come out smiling, because you will not burn with that fire.
I love that. This is Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit Thursday evening. Tonight, my goodness, Shikombisha ena shabulabula, Shikombisha ena shayikotisa emikari inkwayo. I would love you to come back to this issue. The only fear that is allowed that is allowed for children of God is the fear of God. But all other created things needs not to be feared, including the dark valley of your life. Many a times in the Bible, we are told not to fear. Fear, it's a spirit, and it's troubling so many, many people. How do we then get out of fear? Ekufambeni ka hina na Xikwembu hi huma njhani eku chaveni tani vana va Xikwembu.
Believe. That is the first word I can use. Believe that you are not alone in that situation.
I love that.
The moment you start believing, Tatana Mashaken Guri, in this situation, I'm not alone.
Right.
That on its own will minimize the fear.
Oh.
That will take the fear away. We are always afraid to be alone in situations.
Indeed. That is indeed, the first thing. Indeed.
Number two.
Yeah.
When you believe that Jesus Christ is with you in the situation.
Right.
As you know his might, that he is never a failure.
Right.
He is almighty. Then you will know that this situation is temporal in my life.
Ah.
And it is not going to last forever.
Yes.
I'm just going through this as a test. It's like an examination.
Uh-huh.
After this examination, I'll be more stronger, because I will have been tried by this fire.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting through the fire. Remember when Meshach, Shadrach and Abednego,
you mentioned that earlier on.
When
you
they
mentioned
came
that.
Out fire, they were never the same again.
Right.
Because the king said, I'm going to promote you immediately when they came out of
after,
fire.
Okay, talk to me.
After every fire that you go through, you don't remain the same.
All right.
You go to a different level of faith, Papa. You go to
I
a
love that.
You grow up. These challenges, when they come to us, they make us grow.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be where we are today if we were not tried in this life.
Okay.
We wouldn't be praying either.
Yeah.
Mara, because of the trials, we know that I must go to God. He is the only one who can fight my battles.
I love when you say, after trials, after temptations, after struggles of life, so to say, you are promoted. Because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, according to what you said and according to what the Bible is saying, they were promoted.
They never remained in the same position again.
Ah,
coming out of fire, they were coming out with something
I love
different.
It. I love it.
So when you get through
my
the challenge,
goodness.
That challenge wants to promote you. Unfortunately, most of the people who are afraid of the challenges, they remain where they are forever, because they don't know that those challenges they are getting through, it should it be in your own workplace, at home, and everywhere. that challenge that you are, it's going to promote you spiritually. You are going to know better than you did before.
You are going to know better than you knew before on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, in conversation with Mfundisi Elijah Baloyi, talking about the Good Shepherd. And we're looking at Psalm 23, specifically now verse number 4 and downwards and 5. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Subula inilis.
That one is also fascinating, Tatanamashakin, because
right.
God can make you enjoy before the challenges.
All
when
right.
the challenges are happening,
yeah.
when every fire has been burning around you, you might still enjoy life because God will make comfort zone for you inside the situation.
Okay.
Not outside the situation.
All right.
Inside the unbearable situation, God can create something
praise
good.
Praise the Lord.
That
praise
is why
the Lord.
English... The British English has got a saying that every silver, every dark cloud has got a silver lining.
Right.
And that silver lining is rain, and we need rain because we are plowing, we want water and want everything.
We're going forward, my family, with Psalm 23 on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit. Going forward, we are just looking at verses number 5 downwards.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Lei fambaka hayo na eka nongonoko lo saseka ya. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. I believe na wena ungu amukerile Yesu. Nikunikena simraka thera sbu nowa uteri malifezeke. Ya. Uyitsembisile leswaku uta hilangutela. Uyitsembisile leswaku uta famba na hina eka butomi bya masiku hinkwawo. Remember this shepherd that we're talking about, Ishikwembu sha hina, itatana wa hina. Ay man, why langutela hi masiku ni masiku futhi we don't pay anything. I tell you what he said in his word, he will keep it. No wonder you look at Psalm 89 verse 34. Bibele my covenant will I not break, nor change the thing that has gone out of my mouth. I love this God. It's so good. And many a times, hallelujah. Let's allow the music to do the talking, my family. Zanele Bershe, Ndodanaka Davide, Eka Nongonoko Wawena, on your daily companion. Here we go!
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.